This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is again urging for civilians to be protected as Israeli troops search Gaza's biggest hospital for traces of Hamas, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After surrounding Shifa Hospital for days, Israeli forces stormed inside today, accusing Hamas of using the facility as a command center.
It's understandable that they would want to remove Hamas's ability to use cover like that.
And while National Security Council spokesman John Kirby blasts Hamas for being there, the fact remains.
It's an active, legitimate hospital.
One where newborns and hundreds of other patients have suffered for days with no power or other necessities.
That need to be protected as much as possible.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations Security Council on Wednesday called for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas militants for a sufficient number of days to allow humanitarian aid access. It also called for the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages held by Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping have emerged from their first face-to-face meeting in a year, vowing to stabilize their fraught relationship and showcasing modest agreements to combat illegal fentanyl and reestablish military communications.
That's been cut off, and it's been very worrisome. That's how accidents happen, misunderstandings. So we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communications on a direct basis.
There were still deep differences on economic competition and global security threats. The two leaders spent 4 hours together on Wednesday in meetings, a working lunch, and a garden stroll.